Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, watching on YouTube. However you listen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Tell somebody about the podcast. I don't care who it is. Tell your friend, enemy, coworker. Tell somebody about the podcast. You know somebody that stormed the Capitol? You go, hey, listen to this. Listen to what people think of what you did, okay? Check this out. This is what a veteran thinks of you. And I know you probably don't give a fuck, but you need to hear what you're doing is stupid. But I'll get all into that. We're gonna cover that. I'll start with my milestone, as I usually do. For those who don't know, we have an eight-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life, things that he's doing. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's not. For those who have listened to my podcast in the past, everyone knows he's really into, you know, languages and letters and fonts and characters. And now it's Japanese. It's Japanese's turn to get owned by Miles. So I always try to, you know, encourage him and nurture any of his interests. You know, I water those seeds, and I noticed he was really getting into it. He was pausing cartoons that had Asian characters in the back, and he was copying them down. He was looking stuff up. So I got on Amazon and I bought him a little. So I think it's like, so you want to learn Japanese, or like Japanese for beginners or something like that. And he was super excited, man. His face lit up, and he hasn't put the book down. Today's Friday, and the book came two days. It came on Wednesday, and he was so excited. I mean, he woke up early on Thursday, man, and he jumped out of the bed. He's not a good sleeper. You know, most kids with ADHD aren't. So a lot of times in the middle of the night, he wakes up and he'll come in our room, which is getting to be a lot because he's getting to be too big. But anyway, so he got up and he immediately went to that book. I mean, he didn't even brush his teeth, didn't even go to the bathroom. I mean, I went into his room because he left ours. And I go in there and he's on his hands and knees, already in the book, writing characters. I'm like, buddy, you got to use the bathroom. You got to brush your teeth. He just gets so hyper-focused and so, you know, adamant about learning every single thing he can about whatever he's into. So I'm excited for him that he's found something new. And like I said, I always just try to give him all the tools. I don't care if I'm wasting a little bit of money. You know, if he drops it in 2 weeks, that's fine. It's just I try to bombard him in a good way with the things that he likes. If he's into something, I'll try to find books, you know, websites, apps, any kind of game that will, you know, just see where it goes. I'm just whatever he's throwing at the wall, I'm there to further it along. And I'm fine with that. I want him to find something that he's really interested in while he's super young. So we're excited about it. He's excited about it. So that's what's going on with him. I talked about it last week. It was still pretty fresh. You know what happened at the Capitol? All these quote unquote patriots stormed the Capitol in protest of Donald Trump losing the election. And for some reason, they thought they were going to be able to overturn the election. But from new information, I mean, this stuff is coming out every single day. They went there to basically capture and kill politicians, which is absolutely insane. I was just watching the news and they said the vice president literally came within 60 seconds of being within in the same room in eyesight of this out of control mob of quote unquote patriots. I called it a couple weeks ago when they when that guy in Nashville blew shit up. I was like, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning. We're going to start seeing domestic terrorism in our country. And here we are 2 weeks later, they're storming the Capitol and this is being classified as domestic terror. And what really blows my mind, I also made another point that I'm not happy to be right about, but I knew it. I was like, these guys are going to start doing stuff and people are going to label them and they're going to label themselves as patriots, and they are. There are people who actually don't see anything wrong with this. But it's just, it's mind-blowing. And to hear the media ask the dumb question of how do we get here? You know how we got here. Okay? It was a slow process, and we got here when Donald Trump started with the birther shit. What was that, 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago? Just threw a little pebble of chaos and doubt and mistrust into the pond. And that's what started the frenzy. That's what started the frenzy. Okay, first it was the birtherism. Then it was the fake news. Any report, any story he didn't like, that's fake news. And I'll say this, not to throw them a bone, so to speak, but yeah, the media can't be trusted. We can agree. Even before we took office, we knew CNN, MSNBC, those were left-leaning news outlets, and Fox News and whatever else is out there on the right.
Leaning.
We called it that. You know, we started to see like, oh, they do embellish on some of these storm stories and all this kind of stuff. And the fact that the media is not 100% honest, it opened the door for people to really start injecting doubt about everything else. If you can find one hole, like, see, if you can't trust them about telling the truth about a hurricane, what else are they lying about? And that opened the floodgates, no pun intended. And everything after that was fake news. Oh, where'd you get that? What source did you get that from? Well, Snopes isn't real anymore. We started to question everything. All right. We started to let things slide. This is how the shit happens, man. Okay. The people who consider themselves the moral compass of the country, the conservatives, what he did was he slowly whittled down your morals and values. You start to overlook shit. Then it was like, you know, oh man, you know, hey, I like my heroes to not get captured. When I heard Donald Trump talk shit about John McCain, that was the first time I was like, okay, this guy's done. I was like, he's done. He's finished. Republicans will never stand for that. And when they did not come to Senator McCain's aid, to his side, to stick up for him as they always have, that's when I knew from that moment, I was like, this guy is going to win. The moment he was allowed to trash a POW, a man who is a draft dodger, I knew we were in trouble. Right there, one of their biggest things they talk about, they support, one of their biggest talking points is how they support the military. Boom, that's gone. Talking shit to Gold Star family, you know? Boom, now that's something, another wicket fell. How do we get here? You're allowing this guy to talk shit to families of dead U.S. service members. You didn't care. POWs, you let it go. Grabbing them by the pussy. It's just locker room talk. And look, I'm not a sensitive guy, but you want to know how we got here. This is how we got here. This is how shit happens, man. When you see other people, like take a woman who's a prostitute. You go, how did this person get there? A pimp will slowly wither away all their self-confidence, all their drive. They make them feel that that's all they have. That's all they're worth. They need that they're needed, that they need the pimp to survive. That if they don't, then something is going to happen. It's going to be bad. It's grooming. And before you know it, you got some woman who had a job fucking turning tricks for money and giving you the money. For years, that's what this guy did. He whittled down all their morals, all the stuff that they stood up for. Oh, you know, evangelicals, oh, infidelity. Oh, we'll let that slide. I mean, what does that really mean? You know, we started to question what collusion really meant. I mean, it's not cool, but is it illegal? Is it illegal to do that? When you start doing stuff like that, this is how we get to where we were. out to where we are. I'm sorry. This is how you get here. You slowly just start not caring about things that you said you care about. You start to let it slide because you're so angry that you'll do things only. You start letting things that you would never slide. Because he also did this other thing. He did another thing too, where he made Republicans feel tough for overlooking very, very big red flags in his personality. This guy has absolutely zero leadership qualities. He never tells the truth. He's a sociopath. He is a pathological liar. He'll say anything to get people to like him, and he only keeps yes men in his corner. That's how we got here. We got here out of spite. I said it before, pride and ego is going to destroy us. Your pride and your ego would not let you admit that this guy is a piece of shit. And I thought about this too, man. The right claims to be this whole movement of free thinkers. You're not free thinkers. The fact that you still have well over 100 senators who will not vote to impeach this guy lets you know, because they're saying we're afraid to go against our party because of we're going to get death threats. We're going to lose our position in the government. Here's the thing. You got to realize the shit's over, man. It's over. Your careers are done. You got to come clean. They're not free thinkers. They're held hostage by their own party. They're terrified of the monster that they created. You lied to these people for years. Years. He set this up from day one. Oh, they'll never let me win. They'll cheat me out of the presidency. He's been telling us for 5 years that we're going to cheat him, that when he loses, it's going to be fraud somehow. And when he finally loses, it seems like he's right. He's told people that for years, over and over again. When he won the first time, they asked him about the voter fraud that he claimed was going to happen the first election. He blew it off. He blew it. It's not a big deal. Come on, let's just move on. I won. It doesn't matter. It didn't work. But when he loses, all of a sudden, it's fraud. Basically, what you saw at the Capitol, you know when you're playing a game with somebody and you know they're cheating and you go to the rule book, the rules that's on top of the box. And when people know what that rule book said, the rules say, they try to grab the top of the box. That's what they did. That's what you do when you're a kid. When you're going to get caught cheating, when you get caught lying, and we go to the rule book, they want to grab the top of the box and try to rip it up and start crying about how it's not fair, but just because they lost or they're losing. These are the same people who at any other time love bringing up that top of the box. Oh, these are the best rules. The guys who created these rules, the framers, these rules are perfect. But as soon as those rules apply to them, all of a sudden it's bullshit. It's bullshit. It hurts my soul as a veteran knowing that there were fucking military members there. Police officers were there. They arrested two cops in Virginia. A lieutenant colonel was arrested, a retired one. His pension, he's fucked. He's fucked, man. You're not free thinkers. You're afraid of your own party. That's why you see Republican politicians over the years signing all this anti-gay legislation. They go on these rallies, they gay bash, and then months later, you see and hear stories about them sucking dick in bathrooms. Or you find out that they're going to like gay brothels. They're having sex with men. They're not allowed to be who they are. They're afraid. But they call everybody else sheep. You're afraid of being called a liberal, or you hate America, so you stick to these values that you don't even believe in. so you don't get made fun of. And it's getting to the point where it's serious now. We're on the verge of a possible clash between armed militia groups and military and law enforcement. And for what? Where are all these politicians? Are they going to be out there with you on the inauguration day when you want to storm the Capitol? No, they're not. They're not going to be there. People trying to justify this like it's not a big deal. You're wrong. You're so wrong. I get it. The BLM riots were bad. We all can agree. Of course, you can agree. No one liked seeing that. That hurt my soul, man. There were nights I was in tears. It was terrifying. We've been through so much shit in this country as a people, man. I've said this before. At my lowest, I was like, good, let it burn. But I knew that wasn't right. That's not how we solve shit. That's not right. But to hear people who took such a hard stance on the BLM riots, everything was so black and white. You did this, you did that. Violence isn't right. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. It was just so black and white. They can tell you everything they did wrong and why they can't support it. They're in the street. They threw this. They were saying this about cops. They were chanting this. They want to defund the police. This isn't how you do it. But these guys do what they did, and all of a sudden, come on, that really wasn't that bad. Look, yes, burning down buildings and businesses and cities, that's bad. It's terrorizing people. There's a difference between something being terrorizing and being a terrorist. Two different things. Both bad, yes. I don't like to do this tit for tat shit. Both are really bad. One is on a whole different level. This democracy that we have, it is a very fickle thing. It's just like we have like this small, tiny, little fragile egg. Just somehow we got it balanced on the head of a pin. And we've been making it work for the last few hundred years. It hasn't all been rainbows and butterflies. We've been through so much as a country with all the racial shit, slavery, civil wars, Jim Crow, women's rights, sexual revolutions. We've been through so much as a people, man. And to have us tear it down ourselves, come on, man. What are we doing? I would also like to say this. I would hope, because I lean left. I wouldn't call myself like super progressive or totally anti things that are on the right, because I'm a gun guy. I do believe that people should really work hard and try to pull themselves up. But I also recognize, hey, man, we can't look at everything in a vacuum. There are people who actually need some assistance. They need help. People need help. I'm all about helping people. That is the right thing to do, is to help people. I don't want people sitting around and just milking the government. No, but I'm not going to deny people who actually need help. It's not right. I think about my father. He grew up with 17 siblings, and he said if it wasn't for the grace of God and for the if it wasn't for people feeling bad for them, and I know that sounds bad, but people, their heart going out to my dad and his family, he said they wouldn't have anything. And all my aunts and uncles are hard workers. They don't like lazy people, but they also understand if it wasn't for the benevolence of other people, people thinking about them and their family, they wouldn't have had. So just because you see somebody supporting government programs, that doesn't mean they're a piece of shit. Maybe they grew up and they needed that, and they go, you know what? That helped me get out of my situation. Why would I pull up that lifeline? Why would I do that to somebody else when I used it and it helped me? This is a very fickle thing, people. Very fickle, man. All of this, it could come crashing down at any moment. And to have our own people do it, it blows my mind. And to take it a step further, these are the same people who are terrified of having or living in a police state, having checkpoints everywhere where you can't move around freely, where you can't even get close enough to touch national monuments. I always took pride in that, man, being an American. We can walk pretty up into our government buildings. We can walk amongst our politicians, even though we disagree. And I get it. Over time, shit gets out of hand. But this is going way too far, man. Way too far. And I'm not giving these people a pass. They were way too demonstrative about how they felt and vocal about how they felt about the BLM riots. And here they are. I actually have somebody tried to tell me, come on, man, it wasn't serious, man. These guys are taking selfies, man. They're taking selfies. Dude, they killed a police officer. They dragged the dude down the steps, bashed his head in with a fire extinguisher. Come on, man. If that were black people, to kill, if we killed a cop in the same manner and we're taking selfies, okay, not even around the incident, but just anywhere in the vicinity, it would not matter at all where the selfies were taken. They would use the selfie taking as an example of how callous, how inhumane, how barbaric, and how disgusting we are as a people. And here you are trying to make me laugh about it. And no, that's just not funny, man. This shit has global ramifications. Global ramifications. There are people watching, other countries watching, like, man, oh, okay. They got that shit going on. We're supposed to be the beacon of a democracy, a republic, whatever you want to call it, the beacon of freedom. People look up to us and they see this happening. That's not good. There's no way in shape or form you can justify this. I mean, they broke all their rules. There were people beating cops with Blue Lives Matter flags. Another thing that bothered me, man, being a veteran, and not that this would make it any better, is the fact that I saw so many Trump flags out there. It let me know this is about him. This is about him. It just, you're so afraid of socialism, but you're running to the arms of a person who is all about being an authoritarian figure who wants supreme control over everything and everybody. He wants to be worshipped. And I can't see how people can't see it. But I get it. They can't see how we just can't see there was fraud. So it's a weird place to be in. But in closing, I'll say this. I would hope if people on the left were truly headed down this path of straight up socialism, that our brethren on the right, people who have a sound mind, would go, hey, man, this ain't the guy. There's something weird about this guy. We don't trust this guy. All right. So we need to pull back here. We need to step in and go, hey, what's going on? Ain't right. I feel like that's what we're doing for you guys. Hey, man, this guy's crazy. I know we all say we don't want a king or all this kind of stuff, but if we came to a point in America where there was one guy we all agreed was great and we liked, and go, hey, maybe we should give this guy another term, I would hope that there would still be people that would go, hey, that's not really how we're set up. We got to be careful doing that. Even if we all agreed, I would hope there are still people that would go, hey, we might want to think about this. I feel like we're trying to do the same thing. Like, hey, man, this guy, this really isn't about conservative being anti-GOP or anti-conservatism. This guy is on a whole nother level. He came in and destroyed that party in 4 years. In 4 years, it has imploded. Imploded. And lastly, all you politicians that are still peddling this shit, that have lied about this election, continue to lie, you need to realize it's over. All right, this call for unity and you know, getting over it and moving forward, the only way we can truly do that is if you guys come clean, realize that your career as a politician is over, man. Admit you lied. You have to admit that what you lied about. You have to be specific. Tell us exactly what you lied about. T- tell us, yes, I was trying to further my career and I fucked myself. I'm sorry. I know it's over. I'm probably going to go to jail. But this is why I was lying. This is what I lied about. And you got to face the facts and you got to face the consequences, man. We can't let this shit slide. We cannot let it slide. It's just so funny to me. Any other time terrorism is brought up, or any other time we're dealing with any other terrorists, is we do not negotiate with terrorists. And I think we found out we negotiate with white terrorists. They don't want to punish this guy because they're afraid of the repercussions from their constituents. That is the definition of terrorism to me. You're not doing something, you're being coerced out of fear to make a political decision, or to not make a political decision. That's terrorism. And the thing is, these are the people you created. You created this monster, and now it's turned on you, and you're afraid to tell it the truth. You did this to yourselves. You really did. You got to come clean. Dude, you guys almost got the vice president murdered. How is that not treason? How is it not treason? Look, I think we're going to get by this. I feel like there will be some shit that pops off next week, unfortunately. But fortunately, most Americans get bored quickly. I don't think this will ever 100% go away, but we need to squash as much of it as possible, as quickly as possible. Any politician involved, any ones that are still lying, they need to be removed from office legally. They need to be tried. It needs to be very transparent. It needs to be quick. It needs to be harsh. And the same goes for any and everybody that stormed the Capitol. All right. And I don't want to, this is not the same. I mean, after talking all that shit about how you hate to see property damage and they're destroying their own neighborhoods, their animals, you guys talk about freedom so much and you love America so much and America is the tits. It's the best. You're not going to stand for any disrespect. And here you guys are storming the Capitol, throwing shit around, breaking windows, breaking into offices, pissing on shit, shitting on things. But yet you want to call black people fucking animals like you've done nothing wrong. This whole thing, the fact that these politicians basically want Donald Trump just to ride off into the sunset so we can move on so that there's no violence. How is that not the epitome of white privilege? Well, you have a sitting president that basically ordered a angry mob to storm a Capitol where all of our politicians were. They went there with flex cuffs and weapons to detain and murder politicians. And there are people who want him to just walk away from it because they're afraid of what's going to happen. How is that not white privilege? The fact that you're even entertaining the idea that this nigga should just walk off. But hey, it doesn't exist. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and now TikTok @ Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I'm out. Peace.